Hi, this is Congressman Bob Latta, and I'm calling to invite you to participate in a live town hall meeting happening right now. I would like to discuss the important work I'm doing in Washington on your behalf, get your feedback, and answer your questions. Please stay on the line, and you will automatically be placed into a toll-free conference to listen in with your neighbors. Again, this is Congressman Bob Latta. Please stay on the line to join my town hall meeting right now. If you need to contact my office, please call 419-354-8700. Thank you.
Please hold while we connect you to your Access Live event. This Access Live event is currently in progress. Please note that this call may be monitored, recorded, or rebroadcast.
Over in 7 years, and that was 100,000. Along the southwest border. But we've seen that number just go up exponentially since then. And so when you look at the numbers that we're being told, you know, first of all, these people have to pay the cartels. And that's one thing that always kind of gets left out when you are watching the news. But if you're from Central America, you're paying the cartels anywhere from maybe $3,000 to $5,000 to make that trek. And then you also have to pay the other cartels that control the border, what they call a head tax, just to be able to cross into the United States from where they have. And when you look at what's happened, just in a very period of time, when we were just before we were there, they had 18,000 people in custody. Now, when I asked the question what they meant by custody, it's really holding. And they're turning people around in about 48 to 72 hours. So most of these people are all being released into the country. Secretary Mayorkas from the Department of Homeland Security even admitted the other day that 85% of the people are being released into the United States. And when you look at the encounters that they've been having down there, I mean, it's just unbelievable. So some of the numbers when we were there, that in the Del Rio sector, and it's Del Rio is a 242-mile stretch along the border there in Texas. And so when you look at the total miles of it, it's about 53,000 square miles. And in 2023 alone, they had almost 400,000 encounters.